This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Crash with SJ and Chris, and we have the most amazing woman in the studio with us. We've got Donna Campisi. Welcome to Joy.
Well, thank you so much, SJ.
Now,
hello, Chris.
Hello.
You don't get a special hug. No. I got the special hug.
Now, you have an amazing story to tell, which you've got a video on your website. But
yeah.
The most amazing thing about this, it starts from the most amazing place, is at 8 years old, you had a stroke.
Yeah.
And do doctors actually know how that can happen to an eight-year-old?
I don't know if they do, if it does happen. I'm not the only person, but back then, it was in 1978, it was an unusual situation, and they don't know.
Right.
Doctors don't know why or how. It just did.
And I suppose there's so many more findings now than there would have been in 1978.
Yeah,
they probably know so much more.
I'm giving away my age now.
Yeah. I was trying to work that out. I was like, oh, yeah, you don't look it, love.
What state did that leave you in, having the stroke at 8 years old?
Oh, it left me at the time. I was unable to walk. I was basically flat on my back in bed. I was speechless for a little while as well. I'm making up for it now, though.
Good girl.
Yeah, and it left me with what's called a right hemiplegia. So it was on the right side of my body that it just, I was left unable to move, basically. So it affected the left side of the brain, and that always affects the opposite side of your body. Yeah.
You had, from the stroke, meningitis, which is an inflammation of the brain membranes, septicemia, which is blood poisoning, aphasia, loss of speech, something or other, enlargement of the spleen, inflammation of the heart, a hole in your heart and a heart murmur, to name a few. You obviously lost the ability to walk, and you are now known as the mystery girl, because out of all of that, you're walking again, and not even that, you want to run the marathon.
Yeah. I thought it's not recently now. It's over 12 months ago. Somebody asked me, Donna, what can't you do since you have had the stroke? And I've never really focused on what I can't do. I always try to focus on what I can do, I suppose. And I thought it was a good question, though. And I had to think for a while and just go, look, I have never felt confident with running. So one night when I went along, walking along Elwood Beach, as I do, I thought, I'm going to give this a go. It was on the footpath too, and I was by myself. Ooh, I thought, am I going to fall? Am I going to trip? And I didn't. But I started off running, and it was 20 steps, and I had to stop, and then 25, and I had to stop again. And then I got to 30, and I thought, really,
it's more than I do.
I need help. If I want to run more, I need help. So I went and did that. I got help from two amazing guys. Sean and Chris, who are my coaches,
right,
from Brewster's Running.
Okay.
And they've been fantastic. So, yeah, they've got me places.
Now the other way you've motivated yourself, I assume, is that you've decided that you're going to run for a cause.
Yeah. I chose the Royal Children's Hospital because they're the ones that helped me way back in 1978. And in 1984, because in 1984 I was 14 years of age and I developed diabetes type 1. So that is another thing that people that know my cause already, Run Donna Run, they know me for the girl that had the stroke. But diabetes as well is a bit of a challenge when it comes to exercising for a long period of time. I have to make sure my blood sugar levels don't go down too low and all that sort of thing.
I mean, anyone who's exercised really hard knows the feeling of, you know, all of a sudden getting a bit lightheaded and we all say, oh, you know, we've had a bit of a sugar low or, you know. Well, it's actually the case, isn't it? But
definitely,
if you suffer from diabetes, it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, so definitely. So getting back to your question, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Chris, the Royal Children's Hospital have helped me out a lot. They've saved my life more than once and they've helped so many children, not just myself and families.
Yeah.
And I am a true supporter of them.
Well, I mean, it's been an institution in Melbourne for I don't know how many years. I mean, it's just been rebuilt from the ground up.
It does. It looks incredible.
I remember, I actually did work experience when I was 15 years old at the Royal Children's Hospital.
Just did the other day.
And I was actually...
Just the other day.
Yeah.
Bless her, isn't she lovely?
In the dental department of all places. Ah. And even then, I was astounded because... the Royal Children's Hospital Dental Department treats severely disabled kids.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine that trying to look in the mouths and examine and clean or fill teeth of kids who don't necessarily understand what's going on. Mm.
And also you as a 15-year-old, that's pretty mature that you were doing that in the first place, because a lot of 15-year-olds would have got a bit freaked out by that, I reckon.
I was just astounded by the people could do this and be so patient with every kid that came in. It is an amazing cause. How are you going? Sorry.
Oh, what's happening with the cause?
Oh, sorry.
Like, yeah, are you...
You pointed to Esther.
Sorry, that was my fault. Yes,
really well. What we're doing in August, which is just around the corner... a special event's coming up. August the 21st is a fundraiser dinner event. I'm tripping over my words. Sorry.
I have this effect on all the girls. Don't worry. It's fine. Keep going. You'll get over it.
Okay, I'll start again. It's called the Run Donna Run fundraiser dinner event, and it's a special dinner that we're raising funds for the Royal Children's Hospital. Of course, we're doing it as a 3-course meal, drinks provided, all that sort of thing.
Love it.
But we also have a silent auction on the night. So we've had lots of wonderful people, including Joy, thank you, donate special prizes for us to auction. We've got things like helicopter rides, a holiday, what else, a skydive. There better be an adventurous audience out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But also, yeah, we have other great prizes too. It's just too long to mention all of them. But and we do have a fantastic guest speaker, Pat Farmer, who is an amazing man who has ran from the North Pole to the South Pole.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And,
That's running.
Yeah, yeah.
So understatement of the year.
I know, a marathon's nothing.
Wow. But okay, yeah. So there's loads of information and we're getting...
No, there's so much.
An information overload. No, it's great. So people go to rundonnarun.com.
.au.
Yes. I'm in Australia. Run, Donna, run.au. And they can find out all sorts of details about that. .com.au.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
And the thing is, the dinner is one way of raising money, but you can also be sponsor your run in the marathon in October. Is that right?
Yeah. If you get on the side as well, there is a button that says donate now. And you get
there.
And yeah.
Press that button.
And you donate, whether it's $1, $1 million, you know, every bit counts. We're just chuffed with that. And also the T-shirt I'm wearing.
Oh, I like that T-shirt. It says the power is in me.
Yeah. And there's also another shirt that says there is no such thing as can't, which has been a motto of mine as well.
The jokes in there.
I know. I just thought when I said that and the look on your face.
Well,
it's
perfect for Joy. There is no such thing as can't, however. Okay, so the website one more time because I messed it up.
rundonnarun.com.au.
Awesome.
Yay.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, guys.
Look, get onto this. It's a great cause and a beautiful person doing some amazing stuff.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.